All right, we got the money, 80 grand cash.
Throw it over, then I give you dub.
I'm sorry. First of all, good morning. We didn't catch your name last night.
Mr. Chow. Leslie Chow.
Mr. Chow, it is a pleasure. My name is Stu, and we would very much appreciate an opportunity to see Doug before we give you the money, just to verify that he's okay, if that's cool.
Of course, Stu. That is cool. Gotcha!
Oh, okay.
See, he fine. Now, give me money, or I shoot him, and I shoot all you motherfuckers, and then we take it. Your choice, bitches.
Will, that is cool.
Oh man, I don't know how that was lost on me before.
Oh, you mean how like every part that's overtly funny in that movie is actually horrible and crappy, and it's kind of like a Wedding Crashers type movie, but it does have its nuances, its little moments like that.
It bites a lot of stuff from other movies. Like you have the Dan Band guy, which I mean, it's only like a few years after Old School.
Yeah, it's not the same director, I don't think.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, okay, it's the Dan Band guy.
What was Dan Band's scene in that?
Isn't it Old School?
No, there's Old School. And
oh,
then
he's singing, I think it's Candy Shop. And he's just, like, grinding on an old
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. And he's also in, he does the bat mitzvah scene in Starsky and Hutch.
I forgot that.
That's the same director. I want to say it's Todd Phillips, but that isn't a Jewish enough sounding last name, so he can't be a director.
But, yeah, it's just like him singing Candy Shop and like grinding on some old woman. Like, it's like this 80-year-old couple dancing.
That's confusing because like Hollywood's so original typically. I'm a little lost here. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. We got a full house today. We got Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
And we have Atomic Kate over here.
Yes.
Wearing something very, very short. You can almost see her Atomic Kitty if you look over the console.
That's not true. That's so BS.
I
have worn shorter skirts.
As a man in the studio, I can confirm.
Like I've worn ones up to here.
She needs two combs to wear that outfit. Did I steal that from Kingpin?
You did.
For shame. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Show archives, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com, because Papa's Basement has been taken for 5 years by some a-hole who's just parked it with some weird picture of a girl walking down some stairs.
She's squatting.
She's
waiting for you to come up with an offer.
I've tried to contact her. No dice. I've been like, hey, look, I do a show called Papa's Basement. I'll pay you a couple ducats. Nothing.
Did you lowball her?
No, I didn't even mention the offer. You got to get them to mention it first, and then you whore the S out of them in the retaliation salvo. Again, tweet us at Papa's Basement, like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement, and we did that before the bed died. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Smooth as a nun. Now bring that level back up so that when I hit the next sound bite, it isn't dead. Hold up.
Best Little Chapel, you know where that is?
There we go.
I do. It's at the corner of Get a Map and F*** Off.
There we go. One or the other. I used to hate that the first few times I saw it because it's just kind of mean in the middle of a comedy, but his intonation at the end is really priceless.
No, that goes good.
F off? It's not just F off, it's F off. But yeah. How many times did you watch The Hangover over Thanksgiving that I was hearing it through the wall? Was it just the one time?
I don't even remember. Probably like a couple bits and pieces here and there.
It came on a few times. We were obsessed with it, though. Like, I was cackling because you were watching, I want to say you flipped right to Leslie Chow, right?
I don't remember.
The Leslie Chow.
My memory's terrible.
Yeah, way to bring it. You were watching this. I was listening through the wall. And we were both just dying for the first time hearing that. Of course, Stu. It is cool. Was it? That is cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think both of us, you pretty much ran in my room. And you're like, that needs to be the show. Hold on. Let me do the impression.
That needs to be the show intro on Saturday. Oh, thank you.
Well,
complimentary.
I was trying to make it sound deep, not retarded. That was just a side effect, a happy one, but just a side effect. And, yeah, so there it was. There's your intro. There's how the sausage gets made.
No, I want to say on Thanksgiving Day, I actually watched the bulk of it. So it wouldn't have just been like on at that scene. Yeah, I don't know. I saw it in the theaters. It's good, not great.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I don't care for it that much.
It's like Wedding Crashers. It's like critics give it 5 stars.
Because it's so safe and just, you know, like they drop a few racy things, but oh my God, you can take your girlfriend to it and she won't be grossed out.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that great in it.
No, it won't. Oh God, it kind of will be a comedy for the ages just because it's so popular. I hope
it
not, though.
Ridiculously like you're, popular.
We're just flipping. It really was. Wedding Crashers, are you kidding me?
What?
Are you dead, Kate, by the way?
I've never watched any of these movies because I saw the clips promoting them and thought, that looks like one of the dumbest things ever to come out of Hollywood. I'll pass.
Okay. So it's just you and Pants are part of the wine and cheese crowd, like you watch the foreign films.
No,
and
we went to see Transformers 2 in the theater.
So that one passed your lofty.
So, Transformers 2 passed. Hangover and Wedding Crashers did not. That tells you my opinion of those movies.
I would say Wedding Crashers is above Hangover.
I would put, oh God. Are we going to put in Old School in the mix too? Because to me, they're all three the same goddamn thing.
All right, why not?
Oh, man. I might have to give the top nod to...
Wedding Crashers.
Well, God.
That
Rachel McAdams is so affable in that. So goddamn good looking. What a pretty face on that
old
shit.
Old monkey face.
What is with you? You know what? Go pine over that big jug Brazilian stripper over at McDougal's.
I miss her.
Yeah, we know what your standards of beauty are. Go pine over that silicon jacktooth, ugly bitch that you would talk about like you met Charo in her heyday. Disgusting. God damn, you turn my stomach with that stuff sometimes.
Thank you.
Oh, really? I mean, he would talk all the time, like every few weeks, like, we should probably get to McDougal's.
I didn't
like,
say that many times.
It was at least once
times
a month.
In passing. What, once, back then?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
I mean, back then, you goddamn were ape for this chick. And she was like the grossest, most buck-toothed, jacked-up looking chick. But she just had the most monstrously fake implants. Which,
and?
God, you really love you an implant. Like,
and?
I can't convey that enough. No, I don't see you with a woman with, like, real breasts.
I am right now.
Yeah, but if she were like, hey, honey, I'm going to go under the knife and get like 38 triple Fs, you'd be like, why so small?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I think you could really get suckered in by that. Just like me, I could probably get married or date just about anything. But if you gave me like some pretty tall, like, you know, hourglass brunette kind of that build, I would melt. Like, that would wrench me away from any, like, bright-eyed blonde or anything like that. No. I think you could get sucked in by pretty much anything with implants.
I don't know. Because, like, I don't know if you want to keep it around. Just, like, the attention they get probably is unnerving. Like, there's this one couple at my gym where it's, like, you know, it's kind of, like, middle-aged guy.
And they both have them?
No, but, like, his chick, I don't know if it's his wife or girlfriend or whatever, used to have monstrous ones.
I don't like where this is going. I don't like the use of past tense here.
Well, yeah, because she got reduced.
Oh,
and now it's like,
if you're old, never do that. Never do that.
I was like, she looks bad, but I mean, before, it's just like all these guys, like, you know, talking to both of them. It's just like, if you're the guy, like, how do you not want to punch these dudes in the face, even though they're acting, like, nice to you? It's just because they want to F your chick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know.
It's like, hey, haven't seen you guys in a while. What's up?
Yeah.
What? How's the weekend been treating you? And the entire time you're just like trying to stare down her top.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, waiting to somehow get her alone.
You wish it was ye olde time so you could slit his throat and declare prima nocta or something.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how anyone could put up with that ass. Because, like, any chick who's going to, like, invest 5 or 10K in their rack is going to show them off. They're not going to be, like, walking around in turtlenecks.
Because
then they just look fat, too.
I would kind of give that to you in, like, D.C., places that it's not too common to get cosmetic surgery. But during my week in L.A., it was just so many pairs of jugs that people treated them normally. And you would just see, like, a 45-year-old had gone under the knife a couple times who had obviously corked the bat. but she was wearing like a top that really didn't reveal anything. It was kind of tight, but there was no cleavage or anything.
Were they big?
Yeah, they're really big. And it, you know what? I didn't mind the look. Gonna
Who
go out
would?
On it. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fake man though. Overall, no. Like to you, you prefer them. God damn it! We're getting a call already. Worst part of the show. Hello.
Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay.
This is 23.
This is the good one. Hi, good caller. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good. Can you see up to see Atomic Kate's gooch from the camera? Are you watching right now?
Not that short.
I'm in my car right now. I mean, I'm not driving, but I'm in my car right now, so I can't see y'all on the webcam, unfortunately.
This is not helpful.
Who is this?
I thought it was
sorry.
Nick.
Sorry.
That's what I thought.
No, it's Nyssa.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Nyssa, hello.
Nyssa23, hi.
Nyssa23. It's so weird that they all have to identify themselves by Twitter handles. Because if you gave me the legal name, I wouldn't know these people from a hole in the ground.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, well, F you and hang up, right? Because I know how you are, Papa.
I don't, yeah, callers are a blight upon the show. We've established that. They just slow everything down. And also, if I cop this attitude, like some days when I just don't have a call, I sound happy about it. Secretly, the clown is crying. But for now,
Well, it's like I'm never out by myself, you know, because the time zone difference, I'm never out by myself like at 12 o'clock where I could call you guys. So.
Oh, you mean you snuck away from your boyfriend who's turning down threesomes, or what kind of horrible thing did you attribute to him? She's like this, you know, like Latin broad, and she works with this really hot ginger. And she's like, yeah, I really want to get me some of that, but my boyfriend's against threesomes, frowny
face. He's anti-threesome. Hand to God, he is anti-threesome.
Why? What a mo.
Because he's old-fashioned.
That's horrible.
He's on the D-low.
You know what else? He won't even go to a tea bar with me.
Oh.
I've been trying to tell you guys, not all guys do that.
Are you kidding?
If your chick is the one instigating it?
Seriously.
I'm not saying like I would like push for it, but...
Dude, I begged him. I'm like, come on, just for a little while.
I mean, if she even mentions it once boat. After like a bottle of wine, I would dwell on it.
Why not?
I would cling to it like Tom Hanks clung to that volleyball in Castaway.
What a moron.
Yeah. No, it's disgusting.
Oh, hey, Billy, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I guess it's Will. I'm fine.
That
how
is
are you
Will.
Don't use my Christian name.
I would probably even take one for the team and do the man chick man if it meant I could get the chick chick man one.
What?
Oh, as long as we're
That's
not at
awesome.
The same side of the building.
So I can.
There you are, a prince among men.
I don't even know how you could, like, get around.
I don't think I could when push came to shove, but dude, I like to talk big on the air.
Yeah, can you just imagine the smell another man makes?
Oh, it's horrible, yeah. Like, just the, like, with each, you know. Oh, no.
Once
no,
again,
we're not,
not all
get...
men are like you two, so they don't all reek like that.
No, we smell great.
I'm clean.
Yeah.
Smell me right now.
I think he's...
not smelling you.
I think Will's picturing, like, me with Kevin Smith.
No, just any
Joey
dude.
Joey
like,
Adams hot. In the middle.
Like, he's not going to smell like perfume. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, I can actually get turned on by, like, the way a chick smells, because they usually smell good.
What do you mean? Like, the fake chick smell or
the
real
smell
chick
of silicone.
Smell?
Perfume and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
Fine. Like, actual...
Yeah, do you... Like,
you ever read Roots, where, like, they're talking about Kunta, he's, like, he's turned on by the smell of chick's BO and stuff? Like, that's gross.
That's called pheromones.
Yeah, I was going to say, that goes back to, like, caveman days.
That's horrible, yeah.
But, no, I mean,
I'm not
just...
George Clinton sniffing around your ass. I don't want to smell that.
I don't know, just... It always reminds me of this like Indian kid who like had the locker next to me
like
in gym in high school.
Continue.
It was just the worst BO, and like he'd wear this, you know, like that kind of sport deodorant.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. To me, it smells nasty. Like I don't know if it smells like that to you, just because I have.
No,
this
it's grotesque.
Like, yeah.
There's only one or two guy deodorants I don't find gross that I can actually wear.
Yeah. So to this day, when I like try to pick a new deodorant and I smell like anything that's like sport
you
or
pop
mountain.
An erection right in the eye.
No, it's just like reminds me of dirty Indian stank.
I, you know what?
Like
I like
Punjabi
this Nyssa. This is like having a Robin Quivers, man. This is addictive. No wonder Howard keeps her around.
What?
That's
She's
right.
laughing at like everything. Oh. I've never felt funnier.
Oh, Howard, you so like the SNL.
Not only that, but I just listened to last week's show to get like ready to call you guys.
Oh, you geared up?
I wanted to be studied up, you know, ready to go, ready to roll.
Okay.
She did her prep work.
Yeah, you've done a great job so far. You've talked about threesomes and you laughed a lot.
and the T-bar. Don't forget the T-bar.
Yeah, T-bar too. Well, you know
what? I was like, come on, honey. Just for the love, let me get a motorboat. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, all right.
What did you offer, like a Chippendales thing? Was he into?
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's like really two like angelic looking 12-year-old blonde girls. Like I can't be dirty when like really really Midwestern clean cut looking kids are looking in.
Yeah, okay. But if their skin was the same color as this console,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, you better tell Katie Kurtz the Hello Kitty panties.
God, wow. Yeah, he's into dudes. I don't know how to break that to you.
I was going to bring that up earlier. Like, what happens when you bring up the MFM?
Yeah, exactly. And then be like, and you know, what if I kind of left for a while and just, you know, grabbed a snack and you were left to explore?
I did offer. I was like, well, what was going to do? He's like, are you even serious? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, no, that's gross too. And I was
something's wrong. If he didn't have like a really bad aversion to the,
what's he into? Were you ever like, what if we go to the what if we go to the pet store and come back? I mean,
ew,
weird dude. Alrighty.
Yeah. Well, you know, I figure you know he's marriage material then. So
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because he's cheat
on you. No, he won't cheat on anything normal at least.
Wait, is this chick hot? Like,
yeah,
can you
she's
bring
good
us
stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Just you know, got that sort of like that.
You gotta say yes though. If anyone says, "Are you hot?" Don't say, "I think so," because that's what not hot girls say. You have to say,
"Was the coworker hot?" I'm still thinking about the coworker. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can you pull up the pictures?
She don't have pictures of herself. I mean, I'm not running a sex chat here for you, Will.
No,
I mean,
just
a radio show here, ostensibly.
Well, I can't have pictures online because I'm like, I used to be on the board at my temple, and I don't want to get busted.
Temple?
Yeah.
You're Jewish?
Yeah.
Way to put two and two together.
Oh my God.
I didn't know you're Jewish.
I told you.
That changes everything. Yeah. Get off the line.
Get off our lines.
And so is he.
Oh my God.
Oh, that gives a new perspective.
See, yeah.
That changes nothing.
Oh, it changes everything.
Once y'all have the facts in hand, it would just make more sense.
Now it's just more cold and like, get that thing away from me.
Is he like conservative Jewish?
Yeah, do you go through the sheet?
No, he doesn't go through the sheet.
Does he look like Mattis Yahu?
Is he a king without a crown?
No, he's not like, he's not real skinny or anything.
Well, no, but I mean, like, do his religious beliefs have something to do with this avoidance?
I think so, because he's more conservative than I am.
Wow.
But he's not like an Orthodox or anything.
Did he get beat with a dreidel? When he was a child.
Oh, man. All right. For some reason, I always thought Nyssa was some, like, hot Latin chick. Now she's a Jewish broad. They can be really
I am
hot,
a Latin
though.
Chick. I am a hot Latin Jewish chick.
She's a Puerto Rican Jew, like the guy from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Juan Epstein?
Yeah, there you go.
Your matzo ball tacos? What the hell? A Latin Jew? What? Okay, explain.
I'm a convert.
Oh.
I converted before I married my first husband, who's Jewish.
Oh, my God.
This gets deeper and deeper. How old are you?
You're totally
35.
She's totally into the Jewish thing. Why would? Oh my God!
I dig Jews.
Wow, no wonder you're a fan of the show.
Because it costs nothing.
Right. When you talk about dirty Jews, it gets me hot. That's right.
Wow. All right. Well, Nyssa Epstein, we'll let you go, but thanks for the call.
All right, y'all take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah, well, there went 8 minutes of show, but I thought it was pretty well spent. Kate, you've been really quiet today. What's on your brain?
Nothing.
Obviously. Like, get something there. What's going on? Like,
wait, you guys are talking. You're having a good time talking. What am I
doing? Yeah, we want you in on the good time.
Well, you guys are talking about crap I don't know anything about.
I feel bad. You're doing
movies I don't know. I'm like, all right,
a great
whatever.
Veronica impression over there.
What?
The old co-hostess. One of the many. Go through them like Spinal Tap drummers. We got
they just spontaneously combust. Yeah.
And you choke on vomit, but it's not your vomit. God, no. How many chick co-hosts have we had? Veronica, Rachel.
That's about it, right?
Well, there are other temporaries, so you're like the third full-time. As full-time as once a week for one of our guests.
Charismatic personalities.
Oh, they can't hang with the big silverback gorilla, that's all. So, yeah. There you go. We'll wrap up that call segment. That was our caller segment. Doesn't that make it sound more professional?
Do you really know what she looks like or no?
I've never really seen her, no. So, like, in Theater of the Mind, because I want to have a good time, she's hot. It's like J-Lo.
That voice does not lead me to that conclusion. At the same time, chicks who sound hot are usually fat.
What? Did she sound hot to you?
No, she sounded like a dude.
Oh, yeah. No, you want a chick
sound
with
like
a
she's
shot.
Smuggling hairy voice.
You want a chick with a shot voice, because that's someone who was like drinking and smoking
and guzzling.
Screaming. Yeah, and guzzling, CGRWing, and just fist pumping and screaming. You know, like just that shot voice is a hot girl. Party girl, at the very least. Whenever I get a locksmith call and it's some chick who's like, you know, as long as it isn't like old person.
Leathery old coog.
Yeah, but it's like 35-year-old. I know I'm in for, you know, some good eye candy or something.
You ever get any offers to comp the bill?
Have I? I know I haven't. Like, I haven't actually.
I know you
that.
Haven't either.
Yeah. Shut up, Atomic Kitty. Put those boots on the console.
Tell me to talk more. This is what you get.
Give me dinner and a show. I've been offered, like, at the very least, numbers and stuff like that, but it's never been penthouse forums, like...
It's just for repeat work.
No, not that. I mean, it has been like, oh, you know, you're kind of cute, blah, 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 here. But, you know, it's never been someone you want to see again. Right. It's never been hot, hot ass.
I'm going to disagree with you. You said earlier that
your
if someone asks...
that short?
It's not.
Okay.
You said earlier, if someone asks if you're hot, just say yes, because if you say I think so, that's what not hot girls say, and I disagree. That's what modest girls can say. Hot, modest girls, not hot, full of themselves girls.
That's true. If you ask Snooki if she thinks she's hot, she'd say yes.
Yeah, and we've all seen
I mean,
her,
it's a pretty
so.
Loaded question overall.
If well, I'm just saying, if you're modest but you're hot, and someone asks, are you hot?
She's right. Like, it really just has to do with your ego.
Yeah.
There's so many
has nothing
fat
to do with how
pigs
you look.
And like... mediocre
I'm just,
size.
Oh, I'm hot. I'm full figured. And like, no, you're morbidly obese.
I just big boned it. You ain't man enough for this. No. God, I'm trying to think the best way to answer that. Are you hot? Huh.
Are you
hot?
Know,
people tell me that.
Yeah, how do you answer it when...
when I get grilled
are
on
you
the
hot?
Radio?
Yeah. When you call into your shows.
I would say, I don't know. You tell me.
And then you send a picture of your ham?
Yeah.
Just there next to a tape measure. Just you waving at the edge of the frame. Huh.
See, most of the time when I get asked
that question...
Yeah,
but I don't have a big ego, so...
Well, we all... I think... God, I don't think any of us have an ego in this room. We're all pretty self-loathing. Except for Kate. Kate's kind of got her stuff together. She has a normal relationship with pants.
Oh...
See, that's when I get asked that question, most of the time my answer is my boyfriend seems to think so.
That's sad.
Because it's normally...
That should be our answer as well.
Yeah.
I'm not gay,
I would
but my
love
boyfriend
that.
Is.
Yeah. My mom thinks so. A la Milhouse.
My mom says I'm cool.
Oh, man. I got to get out of this business. I got to get out of radio. I didn't tell you about my latest radio heartbreak. I don't think that's been on the air yet. Has it?
I don't think so. What?
It was multiple shows with you, Kate, as I recall. Will was just busy with his non-implanted woman.
Will hasn't been around. Will doesn't care. Will
yeah, how did you remember to get to the station? Did you get lost? Did you have to put it in your GPS? Hey, Will, are you hot? That shake, that little flick of your eyes, that was radio gold. That facial expression.
I would say just, no. The prolonged, awkward silence.
All right, no. So I didn't tell you about, like, getting a couple job offers at JFK.
You told me that wasn't on air, though.
Oh, was it? Okay.
No, I don't think we talked about that on air.
Well,
the audience doesn't know.
The audience, yes. Let me share my heartbreaks with the audience. I want to say about a month ago, I had been offered...
I just want you to make this fast because I've already heard the story like a couple times, and I'm done with it. So.
Oh, so because I've heard it, you won't be talking?
Speed
Is that
up.
Your excuse for this part? Will,
oh, I can keep talking if you want.
You want me to tell
the story?
No.
All right.
You're going to get me in trouble.
I know. I'm not going to say nothing.
I got to tell professional-like.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Good luck with that.
You and Will have heard this, but the audience that we're making love to with our words right now, they haven't. So, you know, keep it. That wasn't necessary. There's an old man who waved
like.
At me from the door as he did that. And it sounded like he was making the noise as he looked in on me.
Is he waving or shaking his cane in anger?
No. Everyone's been coming by to look today? Like, why?
We're zoo animals. Like,
yes.
Did
no one does it to any other studio. It's just us.
No. Did Miriam, like the program director, just say enjoy them while they're here? Last time you'll see
no,
a bad guy.
No, you
this
keep
bad.
Talking about I how short my skirt is, which it's not.
That's true.
So
no, I think it's
that
stupid on air light.
She's facing away from the window, folks.
Yeah, I'm not visible from the door. Go to the other studio.
You don't get to see what I see. Host privileges. All right. About a month ago, they brought me in at JFK, which, growing up, it was the Guy Talk station in my area. It had Howard Stern in the morning. It had my favoritist DJ of all time, Don Geronimo, with the lazy, non-talented Mike O'Mara. I don't know. I actually don't know Mike from a hole in the ground. I would say I prefer Don. Mike's fine in my book, too.
I couldn't tell him apart, so.
There you go. Good answer.
It was always the Don and Mike show to me.
There was the crazed G. Gordon Liddy in middays who would
urinate. Oh, I love him.
And the grease man. Grease man. God, what did he give it to you?
Hey, Doug Blue. Yeah, who he worked nights.
It's songs like that that make you want to drag him behind a truck. Gobbly, gobbly, gobbly.
Sergeant Fury. Yeah. You know, for a guy I've really never listened to, I could do entirely too much grease.
Because it's just the ultimate radio voice.
Yeah, it is just cheesy as hell. But I grew up, this place was the goddamn Willy Wonka chocolate factory to me. I wanted nothing more than to work in this place. And I tried for years, kind of, God, you made that noise as I sucked in noiselessly through my nose. Once again.
Yeah, he made it.
No, I was like rubbing my nostril and sucking in through the other.
That's the second noise he's made. Today. I don't know if you heard the
first
one.
I'm like perpetually stuffed up. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. I'm dying.
I'm hip to the whole scene. What, we don't get the obscure Seinfeld references now?
Barely. Is that the one where the accountant's a cokehead?
Yeah, he's allergic to the camel hair sweater.
Oh, I don't like old Seinfeld. I like post Larry David Seinfeld.
I know. You like the horrible ones.
They're great.
They're pretty much fit for Telemundo at that point. That's how deep the humor was.
So John wants to work at JFK.
John wants to work at JFK and talk in the third person to resume this story. Yeah, I've been working there Fridays and Saturdays. Friday 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday 6 to 9. 69. And I pretty much leave after recording the second show here and go there, and that's my night. Well, it's all paid off. My flawless work behind that board, except for the times I've messed up. They said, hey, John, you want to come in and you want to work 7 to 11 every day for us? And I thought, cool. Well, you know, why not? I love the guys on Overtime, the show I'd be the assistant producer for. I would call screen. I would update the blogs. Occasionally, I'd wander in the studio and be like, oh, what, me on mic, if you insist, Bill? You know, pretty much do whatever you can to get behind a mic in that station. And before... that went through. I was like, look, guys, I would have to give up my job at XM, which, you know, is maybe 20-something hours a week, but it pays 15 an hour. You guys pay 10 here. Can I get a pay bump so I can say, peace, XM, I want this. I want to be a JFK man through and through. So Big Boss is like, well, how much were you looking for? Like one or two an hour more? And I'm like, no, I was thinking closer to three or four an hour more. And he says, well, I'm going to have to run that by some people, but I'll get back to you. That's a kiss off right there. You know, 100% that was just the shove off. I wanted to be optimistic and be like, hey, my demands were at least made. Because I wouldn't be happy working $10 an hour, 7 to 11, you know, 5 days a week. That's just slave labor. And I'm not saying it's the hardest job on earth, but it's on par with most 9-to-5s out there in terms of difficulty. I worked a lot of 9-to-5s before I got into radio. Nothing was tougher than this. Not saying it was horribly easier, but they're all pretty brain-dead jobs. Anything where you're not self-employed probably isn't the toughest thing. Short of, like, surgeon, lawyer. You can be a shrink. That doesn't really take anything.
I don't even think lawyer is hard.
You have to memorize some stuff. I think at least law school is difficult.
Yeah, but that's just binging and purging of knowledge.
Yeah, anybody you just regurgitate it on the page. And then, yeah, exactly. So before that took place, they're like, hey, would you actually like to start working as the assistant producer for the LeVar and Duke show? And I was like, hell yeah, because... LeVar is, goddamn, I grew up watching LeVar the Redskin. You know, he's a celeb to me, as far as I'm concerned. Chad is certainly talented behind the mic, you know, does great things in radio. I was like, who wouldn't want to hitch their wagon to this? Plus, it's an extra hour a day, noon to 7. I'm like, sign me up. Give me that 2 to 7 shift. Well, it turns out I would actually come in closer like noon, and I'd leave closer to 7:30. Now, if you do the math, that's about 7.5 hours a day. And I'd be working that 5 days a week, plus 3 hours on the weekend. And that's over 40 hours. But I wouldn't get a pay raise, and I wouldn't get full-time benefits, which is grossly illegal, right, Will?
Yeah, that's just what I was going to ask.
Yeah. It's somehow they kind of just like do a, hey, you're not going to get this, and you're going to do it. And wow. It's just, look, I'm not saying that isn't kind of par for the course in a lot of radio stations, but they'll go out of their way to keep you at 20-ish hours a week. Or it just, I was kind of taken aback getting paid so little to work so many hours where I wouldn't even be able to locksmith at that point, the one place where I do make my serious money. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd have to forfeit it all to work this gig where JFK more than most trades in people wanting that dream, that radio dream, and everyone burns out on it and then just ends up taking a 9-to-5 position there, which isn't behind the mic. And I'm sorry if you're not behind the mic, but you're still in the station. Like, you're just a 9-to-5 guy. I mean, if you're the secretary at the Playboy Mansion, who gives an S where it is? You're still a goddamn secretary. So it just kind of, I feel I'm burning out on a lot of the aspects of radio. And I don't know where to go exactly with it. But I don't think I have many more goals in terms of getting behind the mic. It just doesn't seem that feasible with the current market.
Well, what are you doing there now?
I don't even have set hours. Like, this week, I'll be doing the producing gig for overtime Tuesday and Thursday. Like, I'll just randomly come in 7 to 11 Tuesday, Thursday. And it just sucks because I can't convey how much, pretty much my adult life, I grew up listening to JFK. I was listening to JFK from 14 on, and I wanted to be there pretty much the whole time. Made it a serious goal a couple of years ago. Finally got in. And it just sucks to have it, like, kind of die in front of you on the vine like that. There's no way to get behind the mic. And even if I were, hey, Will, would you like to do a sports show for like 20 hours a week? No, I'd burn out on it. I like sports, but I don't want to analyze it to death. There comes a line where you cross it. It's like, you know, why don't you just line these guys up in the, you know, in the studio and go down on them while you're at it? I mean, you can only praise an athletic male so much before it crosses into something a little.
No, I think it's bizarre. And it's like, I don't get that whole jock sniffer like mentality.
Yeah, and I mean it's.
I mean, I was watching football out of necessity over Thanksgiving because there's nothing else on.
It's like, you know, in the course of the day, I may flip to JFK and you listen, but to listen to 12, 14 hours of that program, and you can't take it. There's only so many sports stories in a given day.
Well, it's because, like, unless you're gambling on this and actually getting something
in return.
Oh, God,
that's the best. Yeah, whenever it's degenerate gamblers in the studio and they're talking about gambling on weird ass, that is the best thing. All right, we got a caller. Blah, blah, blah. Caller, hello.
I can't let Kate sit through this anymore.
Thank you.
I can't do it.
I can't listen
to your self-loathing.
Okay. All right. How are you?
Hating love the fest that you're having with. I didn't get booty today, so I came into the studio. Will
I didn't get booty. So what's up, Nix? How was your Thanksgiving?
You know, it was good. It was good. I had a second East Coast Thanksgiving, 2 in 2 years. I didn't have them for like 5 years, so I forgot. It's fudge and cold.
Yeah. Where did you live before? I forgot this.
I was in Cali, in Texas.
Wow. So what's it feel like to ruin your life and see it go downhill?
Yeah, it's about as good as your job hunt's going.
John,
apparently.
You already know.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. I am. I do have a bone to pick with Kate, actually.
Uh-oh. Thank you.
First off, I can't actually tell if she's wearing a miniskirt because for whatever reason, y'all's little streaming television show is not working.
Oh, yeah. It's always broken when we're wearing cute stuff.
I have a feeling. I have a theory about that too. I feel like they black you out because they don't want people to see.
They already know I'm
to see actual
goes on inside the studio. But seriously, you will go see Transformers 2, which blew, and you refuse to give Wedding Crashers and or The Hangover a chance.
I did it for love.
No, that's not an excuse at all.
I made him watch Metropolis in exchange. The original 1927.
You are a complete art film snob.
You are an art film snob.
Yeah, I watched Metropolis too. Fritz Lang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Casablanca is one of my favorite movies of all time. I'll sit there and tell you all about this phenomenal movie.
I'm a huge fan of the
film. I saw Paradise Now a couple of years ago, but I still laugh my ass off at The Wedding Crashers and Hangover.
I'm not actually really down on them, and I know like a lot of people also liked Anchorman.
She understands how people like us could enjoy that.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing, though, because when you have Anchorman, The Hangover, and Wedding Crashers, and you have to decide between which three you're going to watch, the question comes down to...
Oh, which three? I'll give you an easy answer. I think you... spit them out again, Nix?
Anchorman?
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers or The Hangover?
Yeah, Anchorman, by far.
I was going to say, that's probably the weakest.
But
huh?
It depends. It depends on how drunk I am, who I'm watching the movie with, and if, you know, I feel like quoting the movie the entire time, or if I just want to laugh.
No, Anchorman, by far, I think, best those.
I really can't watch any Will Ferrell movie more than once.
I can't watch a lot of them, but I love Anchorman. You can't not like Anchorman.
And it's quotable as hell.
I'm going to be fair. I do not like Will Ferrell. I've only liked him in one movie.
She doesn't like Will Ferrell, Talladega. But she's going to tell us a lot about these like French language comedies that she loves.
No.
Give us like your top.
No, I loved Zoolander, and I thought he was hilarious in Zoolander. Okay. He was perfect. But
that was him.
Anchorman had moments.
He was completely restrained.
Well, because he wasn't starring in movies at that point. Like, Ben Stiller was a bigger star than he was.
Yeah.
How sad has that career gone? They're going to have, like, a Meet the Fockers 3 with, like, a kid or something.
Oh, that is
Little
sad.
Fockers.
Oh, my gosh.
Little Fockers.
Get it
that
right?
That is
funny.
Depressing.
It sounds like the F-bomb, but it isn't.
You know what's horrible, though, is that he's ruining it for Jewish comedians. Like, it's just...
You're welcome, Missouri.
Horrible.
There's some humor you can handle. Oh. He's only half.
Missouri's a show-me state. I just want to point that out. So for them to be offended by any type of language is just ridiculous.
A what?
It's not the tell me state. It's the show me state.
Yeah.
So you can show them.
Like I got
activities.
A double D. Oh really? I'm from Missouri. Show me. Like you know. That's
Which
how
is
it
the
works.
Can you keep a secret state? I want to live there.
What the?
I think
hell
it's like
are
Wyoming or something.
About?
Well, it's okay. You haven't been here the past couple weeks because you were getting laid, but you're not anymore. So you have to rejoin up. You're just gonna have to play catch up.
She's silent. You are out getting laid. I hate you both right now.
What I'm.
Don't
I'm
hate
now.
Don't hate. She's talking. I've got to
Nixie's the
engaged.
Only one on my side now.
Let's not go too far.
It's our show.
I'm not shaving your back for you or anything.
Exactly.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, there's Will. I have to do that myself.
Yeah.
With the man groomer my mother purchased for
why
me.
Why don't we go on about what a lonely, lonely life it is and you can't work in radio some more, John? That was really exciting.
Maybe
makes me like you more.
Maybe John needs to get that chick
I think
from
so
earlier that he mistook for me calling in, which I was a little disappointed about, by the way.
Shut up. You all sound the same.
Because I sound way better on the
all,
phone.
All the women sound the same, and I'm poor John, and I can't have a job, and this is really sad, and Kate isn't
Let's
talking enough.
Let's go out
enough,
back and smoke half a pack. Maybe I can race you to the finish line for lung cancer.
Wow. Emphysema, here I come.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need to engage Kate into things besides, you know.
No, we're not friends off the air.
Oh,
she's made
right.
that abundantly
that's right.
clear.
Maybe if you went to one of her shows. Maybe when you went to one of her shows.
Yeah.
Huh?
See, I come here, but you don't come to my show.
Oh!
When's your next show?
Tonight. Tonight,
boom.
I have work. I have to go sit on the board of JFK and cry my tears because I can't be back there.
Oh, man.
Don't let the tears...
What time is your show?
Actually, tonight it's
Half
just an art...
Half past the monkey's ass.
Okay.
Tonight's just an art show. Tonight's an art show. So I'll be displaying my wares and showing them. And by wares, I mean actual objects, not
yeah,
my
so
wares.
Yeah, so stop taking by the studio people.
but my next musical show is December 18th.
December 18th. What day of the week?
December 18th
Saturday.
Is a Saturday night. It starts at 11, nice and late. It's at Parker's
Ooh.
In Bethesda.
Wait, Christmas is on a Saturday?
Yes, Christmas is on a Saturday. Catch up, Will. You're Jewish, though. You don't have to worry about it.
I am?
I don't know. I guess you
Hanukkah's first is coming next week.
Oh.
So starts on the 1st of December, so you better get your menorah out.
Whatever.
No, I'm just saying if Christmas falls on a Saturday, that means I kind of get screwed out of a day off.
That's right, you
Christmas
do.
Eve is observed because it's a bank holiday slash everybody
yeah, but
doesn't
I'm
work.
Self-employed, so.
Yeah,
well,
he
then,
just
yeah,
works.
Screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
He loves to hoard his little gold nuggets, so he'll work if he can.
That is true.
Thanks.
Wow. All right. Well, Nix, thank you for the call.
Well, you
thank
know.
Thank you for ending that segment.
Somebody
mercifully.
Had to break it up. I couldn't take
thank
it anymore.
Thank you.
Kate
I didn't think it was that
struggling.
Bad. You know, maybe I've got a positive attitude, but if I think a segment's bad, I try to pitch in or something. But Kate just sat there and watched.
I tweeted about it.
She did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, God. God damn it,
It's
Judas.
All about Twitter, don't you know?
I'm trying to be interactive with the audience here.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
I'm doing
the one.
My part. I'm doing my part.
She is doing her part.
If I were in quicksand, you would just sit there smoking a cigarette.
I'd take a picture.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, I twit-picked this, dude.
It'd be like the opening segment of Blazing Saddles where they just keep going further and further down. Amazing.
God, I tried to warn you before you started, but you will not heed my warnings, man.
I couldn't heed. That was a chunk of the show right there.
There you go.
We had our filler.
It's over.
Well, what was
it's
the
over
end
now.
Game?
It's over now. Let's get over it.
My radio dream died.
That's it. That was the end of the story. That could have been like a 5-second story. That really
so good. Every other chunk of everything ever on goddamn radio. What's
why
your point?
Why are you so angry today? You need to. We, Will, we need to work on getting him laid.
Crushed. That's why he's angry.
Wait, no.
I think he does get
angry
laid.
Little man.
I get
angry
laid.
Furry little man.
It doesn't help.
How does getting all laid not help you mellow out?
Because all I ever do is then think about how I got AIDS or I got her pregnant. That's it. Every time I get laid, I then have to go to the clinic that week. And it's the same old Asian lady that I see.
Why do you wear a condom then?
I wear the condoms.
Then why do you feel you are ridiculous? You're like Howie Mandel.
I don't wear condoms and I don't care.
He's spreading his seed to as many people as possible.
Yeah, Will's like, AIDS, baby, whatever. It was worth it.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
It's okay.
No, every time, I can even wear the condom, but if I go down, I'm convinced that, like, on some microscopic level, she's spraying my mouth with blood like Kill Bill. Like, it's just jets of it.
Well,
and I've got the hivvy.
Read that thing I posted on Facebook about how that leads to oral cancer.
Yeah, I read it. I don't care. Bring it.
Yeah, HPV. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't get
gully
that
boxes.
Like, I don't get that freaked out after sex. I mean, I don't want to get pregnant, but
no, I have to go to this old Jap lady, like my confessor, and be like, "I did this. Will it give me AIDS?" And she's like, "No, no AIDS." And I'm like, "Cool, give me more condoms."
Is it like, and then?
Yeah.
And then. You know, really quick story. I actually had some lady do that to me in the Taco Bell drive-thru like last year.
What?
What?
She did the end to me.
Oh, I thought you meant she asked if the Taco Bell gave her AIDS.
No. Taco Bell can't give you AIDS, just, diarrhea.
McRib can give you AIDS. I'm a male prostitute.
McDonald's has a sign. There's a McDonald's in my neighborhood that has a huge sign out front, big, huge, flopping red banner that screams, "The McRib is back, $2.99, only 500 calories.
It's the most disgusting sandwich, too.
Oh, like, it's good.
The biggest, fattest,
sloppiest pig. If you eat a McRib, you're a communist. End of story.
I'm sorry. It doesn't. It's like the sausage patty meat, except they've made it like a quarter inch.
I used to work at McDonald's. You do not want to eat McRibs. I guarantee you, you don't want to eat McRibs.
Yeah. Too late. It's decent. I wouldn't be like one of those a-holes who drives like 8 hours in hopes of finding one.
Like you're following the dead or something?
Yeah. No, they really have
I'm going to drive 8 hours. It's going to be for Sonic so I can go get some like chili cheese tater tots or something. Like,
I've never had Sonic. We have them somewhere.
Oh, they're in New Jersey.
They're not that close. They're like out west. They probably have them in
West Virginia. That's like red.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, no, I think they might even have it in Winchester.
It's like an hour from D.C.
Nix, I'm going to let you go.
You're going to... Oh, okay.
She didn't want to be let go.
Oh, man. Now I feel like I disappointed you.
See, you mess up every time, John. Every time you have a woman, you screw it up.
I was going to say.
Well, at least he did better than my blue collar.
Listen how I disappoint women, and she's not even in the room. It's like, oh, that was it. Oh.
Kate, I feel bad for both of us. I don't take up any more of John's precious airtime. Hit me up on Twitter. Yeah, I have the funniest story for you about the booty
call. Tell the story about your booty call real fast, because otherwise it'll just be more bitching about me and how fat I am after Thanksgiving. That's it.
No, he sends me a text message the other morning, and he goes, "Hey, why does everybody in the bar know that we hooked up?" And I was like,
"You both are
left
regulars.
The bar together." And he goes, "That's something that's kind of personal." And I was like,
Wait, this is the boring part. Was it like a lousy hookup? What happened?
No, he was all about the hookup. And then it was like trying to coordinate the times for the hookup. He kept being like a little bitch about it. He was like, "Well, I just want you to know if we hook up, we don't have a relationship. And I don't want this to be." And I'm like, that's
fine.
You
say that after the fact.
Are you a fatty? I forgot.
No, I'm not.
Are you ugly?
No.
I don't know. Something's not heading up here.
He's got issues.
Apparently, I salted his game with the bartender. I salted his game with the bartender.
Nixter.
What?
Are you hot?
I'm not like, Victoria's Secret model, but I'm not Lane Bryant catalog.
Okay, that's at least a sassy answer. I'll accept it.
She's reading a script.
I'm not reading a script. Don't hate on me
she
because
wrote
I'm
down
smarter
bullet
than you.
Points before she called it.
I didn't write down bullet points. Don't hate.
So I say
if you leave a bar with somebody and you're like touchy-feely, then yeah, because you left a bar, both of you are probably at least tipsy.
They're gonna ring
and
the
you're touchy-feely. Everybody knows what's going on.
Hold on, are you guys part of like a regular gang at this bar?
Oh, no,
sex. Is there anything dirtier than sex of regulars?
Well, then why would he say everybody at the bar? Like,
because the bar, it turns out that the bartender that he was also consorting, I guess is the right word with
cavorting.
It. Cavorting.
Is this a female bartender?
Yes, yeah, a female bartender. And I don't care that he's cavorting with other women. I just want a booty call, but she apparently wanted more than a booty call. So I salted his game.
That's his problem.
I salted his game, so he got really bitter about it, and now I have to go back to finding another booty call, and I'm really bitter about
it. Well, hold on. If he's
not
filthying up the
jerk.
Bartender, too, like, how did he walk out of there with you? And like,
she doesn't work on the one night that we ended up meeting and hooking up.
He's
an
idiot.
But her
coworkers
aren't
going to
see that and tell her. Like,
he's too stupid for a booty call.
You don't S where you E.
Don't S where you F either.
Yeah.
It's not, and none of it's my problem.
No,
I just want to get laid.
Yeah.
I just want to get laid and watch SportsCenter afterwards and fall asleep. Like, what's so wrong with my life?
Do you want to give out your number on or like the call handle?
If it wasn't for the fact that I had a really bad feeling you actually had people listening to the show,
there's more than you think. I think the podcast gets a couple hundred listens at this point. At least
I would if I had two phone numbers, I probably would, but I only have one, and I can't handle it.
I have so many visits.
Cigarette voice phone calls like, hello.
I have so many website visits, actually, that someone contacted me about advertising, and I respond back with, yeah, I'm a huge whore. I'll sell out the site for anything.
Oh, you moron.
Yeah, and he didn't
talk. Sell out.
Sell out, but yeah. He effed it up with that attitude.
Yeah. No. I said it like with a smiley face. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll pretty much sell for anything. Hit me up. And I think he thought I was being sarcastic.
Probably. He probably thought you were like, oh, that little shit I tried to do.
Business,
yeah, that little
son.
Squirt.
Well, just tell your fans and listeners, I guess, to find me on Twitter if somebody lives in the tri-state area of New York.
Spell it out.
It out.
You're one of those weird things like Atomic Kate with the two C's in a row.
It's so hard.
It's just original Nixter. It's not. You take the word original and then you type in Nixster and
for
you put those words together and then, you know, for a good time call.
There
or you can go to my website, originalnixter.com.
What's on the website?
Awesome. I just posted a five bullet points for how to properly maintain a booty call and to not be like a bitch about it.
How to call a talk show.
Oh,
and so bring it to a grinding
a
halt.
A blog.
Okay.
And it's got pictures and videos.
Oh.
I'll put a love letter to John Papagiorgio on my
please do that.
This week.
Along with tasteful nudity.
We should get Kate to take tasteful nudes of you, and then we could put that with the interview that you're going to do with Danny the Douche.
I want you just holding one and licking it like Peter Griffin.
I'm going to get Papa Bear some pasties tonight at the art show.
Amazing. We should make this happen. I'll totally take a picture of me licking the picture of you with your pasties. I'll do it. I swear. I'm a self-promotional whore. I'll totally do it. It's totally fine.
All right, Nixie.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
We will wrap up.
Bye-bye.
Later. Well, all right then. 2 for 2 on the callers today.
I would say 0 for 2, but that's why they have instant replay in the NFL.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you weren't. Own it. Be honest about it.
I hate women.
There we go. Had to unearth it. Had to dig a little bit, but we got it out. Well, I wanted to start about the Thanksgiving overeating and the Christmas shopping, but it's pretty much like 10 till, so we gotta just wrap up.
Pretty much, we only have 10 minutes left, but...
Well, we gotta leave a few minutes for Squire to get in. I like to wrap up.
Let him fend for himself.
I like to give Squire a solid 6 minutes when we've done our little Elmer Gantry outro.
Oh, Lord.
So, Kate, tell me about your art show.
So, the art show is tonight at the Soundry, which is in Vienna, Virginia. It's
I know the Soundry. That's where I... Don't do stand-up, but intend to in the near future.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could come out tonight. It's free to come.
Let me explain the Soundry to everyone. It's a converted auto garage.
Yep.
And in the back are a bunch of, like, first you walk in, and it's a little coffee shop where obviously no one's buying coffee because they're cheap hippies.
Artists.
Yeah, and you cut through all these little studios in the back where people are doing their hippy-dippy crap and painting and things like that.
Yeah, I hate artists.
And if you found corpses, like, hanging from the ceiling in this empty warehouse, you wouldn't be surprised. It's actually...
It's performance art.
It's like where Gary Busey tried to trap Predator in Predator 2. It looks like that.
Gary Busey was in Predator 2?
Yeah.
I think you mean Danny Glover.
Him too.
Who the hell is Gary Busey?
You don't remember Gary Busey in Predator 2?
No.
This is shameful.
Who? What is he?
He wanted to trap Predator so they could clone him and like make a warrior army out of him.
What the hell did that come from?
This is going to have to take place off air. You're
Will's
just
going
to have to believe me.
How does that relate to Danny Glover?
It's kind of like a cross-purposes agenda. Like
I remember
Danny Glover was like, kill Predator.
Yeah, and they want Predator alive.
God, I do not remember that at all. And I even remember King Willie the Drug Lord.
And it was such a memorable movie, too.
Not only King Willie going to have to kill you, he's going to have to take your soul. Best movie? What? Is there any cheesier piece of crap than Predator 2? Like
It's awful.
Like Alien versus Predator.
Okay.
And Predators with Topher Grace.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's all ridiculousness.
It's actually the second best Predator film. You get right to
Which one?
Predator 2.
I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
Anyway, no Predators. But there will be belly dancing and an improv comedy troupe and some other yada yada and some artists selling junk. And I'm the only quality booth.
You're there 8 till 10 or what?
8 until 12. So it's
eight
a late night. Yeah, and there's performances and things. So it's meant to be more of a carnival feel than just a come and shop for your grandma's crafts kind of feel. So
Those things are the worst.
I am so going there just to shove it up your A. And I don't mean that literally. I just mean like to show him a good friend.
Okay.
I'm like a spite friend. I'm going to be there to spite you.
Okay. You really don't want to get into it with me, though.
No. I'm just going to walk up. I'm going to be like, hi, buddy.
What I'm saying. I can beat you at this game. Because deep inside, this cuddly, soft, wonderful, charming exterior is a vicious, vicious, bitter woman.
I'd have never guessed.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
I had it so well. So anyway, 8 to 12. It promises to be a good time. It's not well organized, which is
really
kinda, yeah. I know, shocking at
the
Soundry.
That run the Soundry.
I will have a lot of quality
open
stuff.
Mic starts at 8 p.m. and I've walked in at 8:45 and they haven't launched it yet. You mean those guys? No.
Yeah, those guys. No, but I will have a lot of good stuff out there, and I'm actually also.
What are you selling? What's the cheapest thing I can buy?
I will have lots of gifts under $5.
Bolts of my sea.
And I try to keep everything under $20. There's only
you're a good artist.
Small,
then.
Yeah. Well, there's only that's my whole purpose is to make things for people that aren't really freaking expensive, handmade things.
You'd be great for this
things.
Line I have envisioned for Walmart.
Yeah, except it's handmade, and I don't live in China. So come out. And I'm also showcasing posters from an illustrator friend of mine. So we're there under.
He's
Ika
not
Inc.
the person I have to suck up to.
She's not even going to be there.
Okay. She cute.
I think so, but she's got a boyfriend. So we're showing under Ika Inc. That's our joint name, but I'm Atomic Kate, and she's Art Kunk.
Kind of like that, not going to lie. As long as it's an Art Monk reference.
Yeah, I just call her Kunkle.
Okay.
And then December 18th, I have a show at Parker's Bistro, and all you people who are complaining about how dirty the show is and how
you
awful
people.
It is for the children.
Yeah.
Come out to the show at Parker's because we're a family-friendly band, and I
Are
can
you
show
really?
You. Oh yeah, we're really we're very good about not too many swear words.
Okay, sure.
I only have 2 songs with the F word in them.
All right. Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Is there anything you wanted to plug before I sign us off? As you dig into your scalp, it's got
so
oysters
itchy.
Hidden in it.
I guess you can follow me on Twitter.
Billy Basil.
I'm not promising.
Now
did
you ever tweet?
Well, now like I can do it from my phone at least.
I set him up.
It's the anticipation for a tweet.
It really
That's
is.
Why we follow.
Well, I don't want to be one of those stains because he like
one of those stains like John.
No, like you put it on this thing like where it signs up followers or whatever. It's just a bunch of stains like constantly promoting. Like, oh, my website. Buy
Check
this.
Out Papa's Basement.
Yeah. No, but you don't like blanket it. Like some of those people, it's just like every few minutes.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like automated. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That site's going to go down if it turns into MySpace. It's like nothing but people promoting.
All right, Cuddles.
I posted a real picture of my turkey.
You did.
Which Danny, the I can't say the word on the radio.
Danny the D-bag.
That was code for something else.
Yeah. All right. Well, Will, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And everyone should vote for your
vote
band.
For my band. There Check out my Twitter feed because the link is ridiculously long, but I will be hawking it every day.
I, of course,
Betty Noir, BETTENOIR. Betty Noir, vote
I,
for
of
us.
Course, am being interrupted. But I'm also yeah. John Papagiorgio, host of Papa's Basement. Again, show website inpapasbasement.com. We're live here at fcac.org/WEBR every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Show archives as well as my writing found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. Coming up next is The Night Train.
Woo woo!
And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.